We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for the Richmond Market Minute. And Mike Labrie from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us today. And so I don't know why everybody is freaking out that Apple might have a supply chain problem, since it's hard to get the slave labor to work when everybody is.
Maybe you hadn't heard, John. They make a lot of Apple components and phones in China.
You're right.
And there's something going on in China. Some people are sick, and so it slowed down some things for a little bit. And I guess folks reading the headline from Apple yesterday hadn't heard that. I don't know. No, it's Apple. And John, here's what you have to remind folks: that we do not recommend pro work on any specific investments when we do this part every morning. But Apple is the world's most valuable company right now, at least if you measure it. This is how most people measure it, by the stock markets that it trades in. Mm-hmm. And and Tim Cook yesterday announced that, hey, the guidance that they had given for the next quarter and for the rest of the year back on January 20th was based on the best information available at the time. And now things have changed a little bit, and Apple's supply chain will have been disrupted for a while, and so that's going to impact their revenue, and most likely their profits, and Apple's tentacles, and I mean that in a positive way, shift all through supply chains all over the world, and that comes to both manufacturing and sales. Okay, so Apple is an important cog here. It's a great American company, and so the revenues are going to be down. Now, Apple's the first really big company we've heard to admit that out loud. I hope nobody out there is thinking that anybody that's doing a lot of business in or with China is going to be totally immune from this, because that's right. That's going to continue to be impactful. I think what we're really seeing is going to be a little bit of profit taking here. Of course, markets were closed yesterday. We're still on pace to have one of the best months for the stock market in a long time, going all the way back to last June with the rally we've had so far in February. And I know folks get tired of hearing me say this, John, but when we have record rallies and we go for days or sometimes weeks or even a month with almost unabated rallies like we had in February and early January, you have to get some consolidation here. And I think that's exactly what we're going to see. And more importantly, I think if you read beyond the headlines, in Mr. Cook's comments for Apple yesterday, he clearly points out that, yes, a lot of their factories in China were closed. They are now open, and they are operating. It's taking a little bit longer to get ramped up. It doesn't say they're not going to get ramped up. We think they clearly are. So if you're an investor here, what you have to ask yourself is this temporary slowdown in supply chain, in just getting product from point A to point B so it can get put together and then get to a store and get sold, is that going to stop the demand? I would submit to you, if that's going to stop the demand wasn't that great. All right. And even more importantly is the potential slowdown for some sales of the iPhone or any Apple product in China, is that going to thwart, I don't know, John, the U.S. economy? We know right now what's going on there is keeping oil prices low.
Right.
I would submit to you that here in the United States, that's going to have the consumer driving more mm-hmm. and buying more. It's going to help keep interest rates low. Don't you get the feel that we are coming into a springtime that for real estate, and I'm not in the real estate business, but it seems to me with all of the activity that I see that that's going to be a very strong market in the United States going forward. And it's not going to slow down. It may get better because we have cheap energy and cheap interest rates. And labor may be a little tight, but all of the news I see still tells me that global growth is intact. A strong U.S. economy is still really intact. And if people have to wait to buy an iPhone 6 weeks or even 6 months, I don't see that slowing down this global economy. And I don't think markets will either, but we'll watch with a little profit taking today. And hopefully to see how long it lasts.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you bringing us up today.
Well, we're glad to have you guys back in the big chair, and we'll watch this, and if anything weird happens, we'll reach out, but I suspect it's going to be a normal bout of profit-taking, maybe for a day or two.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Yeah, man, you have a great day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.